You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now let's chat a bit about sport today, specifically rugby. How is it attending a live rugby event if you're blind or partially sighted? Well, we're joined now by Lucy Franks, who will tell us a little bit more about her recent venture to a rugby game. Hello.
Hello there.
And which game did you go to see? It was the ladies' game, I believe.
Yeah, so it was Ladies Rugby Union, and it was the Red Roses, which is the England ladies' team, versus Ireland back in April.
How did you find that? Was that your first time going to a live rugby event, or have you been before?
No, it was my first time live one. My husband's first time too, who came with me. And we always watch the Six Nations when it's on. And this year they were showing the ladies' Six Nations, which is brilliant. So I looked into going to see it because I thought, well, it's not going to be as difficult and as expensive as the men's at the moment. So now would be a really good time to go, because I'm sure as it gets more popular, and I'm pretty sure it will, it then becomes more expensive. So I just had a look online and we decided to give it a go.
I find it quite interesting because you said you watched the Six Nations games, and I know the most recent season, I think that was available with audio description.
It was indeed, yes.
How did you find it? Was it a bit different? How was the experience overall?
It was okay. I didn't watch it all the time with audio description because I was watching it with my husband, who enjoys the normal commentary, and you can't have both. I think it's something that it's really excellent that they're thinking of doing this. I think it's something that will improve with time. I found it helpful for me, but it's quite hard to do because you want to commentate on the game, but you also want to let the person know what is actually really happening in the game. So I think it's quite a difficult job to do. It's not like just describing a film. You know, you've got to kind of do both jobs. But I found it useful, and I think we really should encourage it to progress and encourage people to put it on events, because that's the only way it's going to get better.
And how was it seeing it live? Does your husband in this case provide extra commentary? Was there any opportunity to get live commentary headset or anything like that? Was that available?
Well, to be honest, because it was our first time and because I have got some vision and we were right at the front, they were great seats, I was able to follow it in places. I've got tunnel vision, so the problem with that is actually if I was further back, I probably would have seen the overall game better, although I would have lost some detail. But my husband has played rugby in the past, so actually he does, when we're watching it at home, he does provide commentary and explain, you know, what's going on when I'm not sure. So yeah, he did still sort of do that. I think if I went again, I would look into it more and look into whether what audio commentary you can get. Usually you can get radio commentary. Whether there's an audio description one as well, I'm not quite sure, but I would definitely look into that next time if I went again.
How did you find going to a live event? It must be quite different to actually being there in person than watching it at home.
Yeah, I mean, this is what made me want to go, because I've always found when I have gone to something like this that, you know, the atmosphere makes a big difference for me personally. The atmosphere is really great. We ended up sitting on a bench having some lunch with some people from Ireland that had come to it. There was a lot of families, there was a lot of young rugby clubs, so it really was a very sort of family friendly and very good atmosphere. I've never been to a men's game, so I can't comment on how it compares. But yeah, I definitely would consider going again, and would recommend someone who likes rugby to go there, and as something you could go by yourself, as a couple, or as a family, and it would be fine.
And are you planning on seeing any more games then over the coming seasons?
It's not something we're necessarily going to see again this year. We've got a few other things planned. We've got a lot of things we like, so we don't tend to stick to one thing. But I definitely would like to go and see it again, either the ladies or the men's, actually. And it's definitely something we've got sort of keeping our ear out for next year.
Fantastic. And I guess the final thing I would want to find out is just your thoughts on how did you find accessibility of the venue you've been to? Because I know that's a big thing to consider whenever you're going to a live event like this, just being able to know what the accessibility is like, getting to it, what support's available if you do need support.
Yeah, so I mean, I had to register online first. So obviously that can be an obstacle for some people. I did find it okay. I ended up emailing the gentleman there. My husband bought the tickets and then we looked into the accessibility side and we actually got an appropriate refund and they actually changed the tickets to seats that were more suitable. And I took my guide dog. So the seats we had allowed for space for my guide dog as well. Compared to when I've tried to book theatres and that, I thought it was actually quite straightforward. We actually ended up going part by car, part by train. We could have gone all the way by car and got Blue Badge. They do Blue Badge parking at a Tesco's nearby, but I can't comment on how good that was because we didn't end up using it. But that's something else that through email, we didn't have a problem getting that either. So we did walk to the venue. It was quite a long walk, but there's lots of people with high vis on the way. There's lots of portable toilets on the way and that kind of thing. The only question we had a problem with was we asked where I could busy my guide dog and they weren't very sure, but they were very proactive at trying to find the answer and said, oh, you know, I've never been asked that before. I must, you know, make a note of that one sort of thing. Actually, at the venue, we had a separate queue for accessibility, so we didn't have to queue for so long. Because I had my husband with me, the help I needed was minimal, but actually we were offered help, you know, all the way through the process, all the way getting to the seats. They were seats right at the front with plenty of room. I was next to someone in a wheelchair and they offered to take the dog out if the dog needed to go. And they gave us a bottle of water for the dog. And yeah, we're really, I'm sure if we'd asked for any help with anything, we would have got it. So I think it was a positive experience. Obviously, as I said, I have some vision and I have my husband with me. How easy it would be to do if you were on your own, I'm not quite sure. It would be great to have someone who's completely blind to do it and see how well they get on. But there was certainly plenty of help on offer. So I actually think it would be a good venue to go to.
And I think that all makes all the difference is just getting that really quick response from the accessibility team and just providing that support and being like, oh, well, I'm not sure how to do this. Let us figure it out for you and let us make sure we can sort this and make it happen. So that's really great to hear. And obviously, if you're listening and you're thinking, oh, well, I have been to something recently, I had to go by myself, and you would like to let us know how that experience was, our email is radio@rnab.org.uk. But in the meantime, Lucy Franks, thank you so much for speaking on RNAB Connect Radio.
Thank you. Lovely to speak to you.